punishing poverty doesn't create jobs, like the Nicola claim. They want to reward those who work, or they don't want to reward those who refuse to work. It's a vicious stereotype. There's nearly 50,000 people who are long-term job seekers, and one of the real problems is inadequate job creation and training. And to be withholding the basic cost of living increases, this is going to make poverty worse and actually making to find work harder.
They would argue, though, that the reason for that would be to actually incentivize people who are on the dole to work. You obviously don't agree with that.
Absolutely not. This isn't about fairness to workers or to get people to work. This is about scapegoating the unemployed to justify austerity measures. And they do this every time there's going to be cuts. They will attack the most vulnerable in society. The real cost of living that people face, their housing bills, their heat, their food bills, their car, their gas. You want to watch the television, you want to get credit in your phone. These are the things that people are being left. We need to have an adequate welfare system. We need to be taxing the wealthy who are making tons of money, and they're creating a divide between the people. And this is completely wrong. The Fine Gael know what they're doing. And to do this will only create another divide between the people, which gets them away to make any decisions that they want to make, while the people left on the streets are fighting with each other. And as we said previously, from housing, this is all going to tie in. You're going to be left in emergency accommodation. You lose your job. You're on social welfare. This is going to have drastic effects on everybody. And it's time people came together and get rid of the divisiveness. And we get out on the street and demand actions, whether it's across housing, healthcare, social welfare. Because you have to remember, the elderly people, I deal with so many elderly people with housing or stuff like that. And it's a disgrace that people who have worked all their lives are now left in limbo, or left in the, whether it's RAS or HAP, they can't get long-term housing or long-term employment, you know. And it's only going to create bigger problems down the line. So it's a disgrace that Fine Gael are trying to do this, but it's nothing short of what we expect from them. Attack the most vulnerable in society, which they have done the last 60 or 70 years. So it's a disgrace.